where we bring you thought leaders from around the world so you can share their inspirational stories and empowering practical tools on spirituality, mindset, self-love, being master of your own reality, purpose, business and lifestyle, and so much more. Everything from these beautiful people is so heart-centered and so freaking wise and so damn valuable that people usually pay really big bucks for their coaching. And I bring it to you for free so that you can have the most inspired life possible. So listen ahead for our latest guest, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and meaning by embracing our divine essence. And we have Marie-Chris de la Cruz on the show today. I'm really excited because what we're talking about is how to connect with your soul, like that energy that is inside of us and around us and that is guiding us, you know, in every step of the way along our journey, and that often we're actually disconnected from, which is unfortunate. But I want to introduce you to Marie-Chris so she can tell us all about how to connect with your soul. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm so excited to talk to you. Can you tell me, can we know about your journey? Like, you have so many gifts. Maybe if you could share those with us and then tell us how you figured them out. Where did you even know that you had these gifts from?
So it's beautiful to connect with you, Kiara. I do have a lot of gifts, and I am a shamanic soul activator and priestess, a medical oracle, and a divine channel. So what that means is that I work with someone on an energetic level, but I also work on a holistic level. So I work with someone's physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional bodies to bring them back to a level where they're connected to their highest self, and they're connected to their soul's truth and their soul's purpose and the reason why they're here on this planet and what they're meant to do. And as a medical oracle, I work with people who have physical ailments or physical symptoms that don't seem to be healing. So they've gone to the doctor, they've done all the tests, and yet there's still something within them that's saying, you know, there has to be a different reason for this. I don't want to go and get, you know, that operation, or I don't want to go to the doctor or keep taking this medication. So that's when I come in and I check in with what's truly going on with them. Mm-hmm. And I use different processes, and I work closely with shamanism. So I feel like for me that is a very powerful tool, as well as working with someone's DNA. So working on a cellular level to really release what could be blocking them from moving forward. And as a channel, I connect with higher frequency beings, and I channel them for people. So I work with Kuan Yin and the archangels, and normally these beings would come directly through me, and then my voice might change, or, you know, then people are connecting to that higher frequency being directly, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. You have literally got, I know you've got more to say, but gosh, this is blowing me away by how many gifts that you have. Can I just know, what is your definition of shamanism, in case people don't know what it is?
Okay, so shamanism for me is a holistic approach to healing. Mm-hmm. And shamanism works with past lives, works with ancestral healing, so something in your ancestral line that could have been passed down from generations. And with shamanism, they work on like really seeing everything in life that has an essence. So everything in life has an essence. So whether that's a chair, or, you know, a living tree or a living animal, but everything in life has essence, and it carries with it a vibration that can help you with healing as you move forward on your journey.
As you said that, I feel like the whole room around me just came alive.
Oh, wow.
I could just like feel everything, or I guess even, I don't know, maybe imagine everything just like come to life and have this energy field around it. It makes life seem a little more interesting that way.
Yes, exactly, my dear, because then you're so connected. I think that's why I really love the work that I do, and why it's so connected to shamanism, is because everything is connected, you know, like I said, things that people, non-living things that people think, oh yeah, that's just a chair, that's just a bed, but all of these things have a vibration. They have an energetic, you know, feeling within them. And when you're so connected to everything around you, it's like you're just living from that place of like the divine, if that makes sense, like the divine and the divine light. And, you know, that is within you. And that's the essence within everything.
So then random question. So when you said bed, I was like, I wonder what kind of vibration. Because especially because you spend like, you know, 8 hours in there a night. If it's really beautiful, is it more likely to have a higher vibration? You know how beauty is meant to be about nature, and then nature is is it higher?
Are you talking about the bed?
Yes, I'm still kind of talking about the bed. I mean, if it's something is beautiful, is it more likely to have a higher vibration?
Not necessarily, my dear. I think that's when you're connected to something, you're giving it gratitude and appreciation, and that raises the vibration within it. I think it doesn't have to be something beautiful. I mean, everything around has a certain vibration, but when you connect, like, say, joy, appreciation, love to those things, then you elevate not only yourself, but you elevate whatever it is that you have encountered.
Okay, awesome. So anyway, my bed would have been very loved, I'm sure.
Exactly.
And everyone listening, if your bed doesn't feel very loved, go and send it love and you'll raise the vibration. Perfect.
Exactly, my darling. Exactly. Then you'll get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll just feel rested. I think that's why it's so important that you ask that, because, you know, even sitting on your chair or your computer, you know, like little things like that, that help you in life. Mm-hmm. And people think, oh, it's just a chair, it's just a computer, it's just a non-living thing. But all of these things, they do help you. And when you can give it love and you give it gratitude, like, you're allowing that non-living thing to connect with you, you know, on a quantum level, really. Like, you're allowing yourself to change the way you see things.
Do you know, I read a book recently about someone who had a car, and every time that they got into the car, it was old and like it kind of shouldn't have even still been working. And when they got into the car, it ran so perfectly. And if anyone else tried to get into the car, and it's like kind of this, like, ooh, could this car not like other people driving it? Maybe this car is a living thing somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Cool, my love. So going back to all of your many gifts, did you have more that you needed to add? Did I stop you, or can I ask now?
No, that's it. That's it.
Oh, yeah, just all of these gifts. So I want to know, were you born with these gifts, or were they something that you were able to tune into as you grew up?
I feel like, you know, I'm going to say that I was born with them. I felt like I came on this planet with them, but I discovered them along the way. So I didn't always know that I had it. My journey started, I remember as a kid, I was always like feeling spirits, and I would feel very deeply, and I always knew that I was different, but I kind of was like, you know, am I weird? Like, everyone's, you know, doing this thing and that thing, but I want to just kind of sit by myself, or I want to be in nature. And that for me felt different, because, you know, when you're in school, especially like when you're a teenager, you know, you're meant to be around people and friends and all of this, but I always wanted to be by myself. And I felt more connected when I was like by myself, when I would be out in nature, or, you know, when I would be around people who kind of felt the same way. That's when I was like, oh wow, you know, there has to be a reason for this. And when I grew up, I was like, oh, you know, whatever, that doesn't matter. I kind of put that to the wayside. I didn't think too much about it until I had my own like health crisis, and I was going through like a really tough emotional time with family as well. And it was at that point that that came the turning point for me, because my health issues were like, I was just having heart palpitations, I was having trouble breathing, And I was, you know, going to like the doctor, and I was rushed to the hospital actually because of everything I was experiencing. I was rushed to the emergency room, and I was kind of like, okay, like I'm here. And I was taking all these MRI scans and the tests, and the doctor was like, well, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. And I remember at that time, the doctor actually saying, oh, it's probably stress. But I didn't want to believe that. I was like, no, it can't be, you know, there has to be like something wrong with me physically for all of these things to show up. But then when I really delved deeper into that, I started thinking, okay, there is something else. There's something much deeper here. And there is another way to heal than just to go to the doctor and to, you know, run these tests, which are really showing nothing. And it was at that time when I realized, okay, so there is something more. And that then led me to a journey of connecting with a shamanic practitioner and a psychic spiritual healer. And it was then that they kind of opened my eyes to, wow, there's a different world out there. So not just the world that I've been living, like this physical existence, but there's actually more to life than what I had been experiencing.
And then what's your understanding of the more to life? How do you see that part?
Okay, so for me, it's like we're not just meant to do the 9 to 5. We're not just meant to do the daily grind of like, you know, you wake up in the morning, you do this, and that's all what life is about. I feel like life is meant to be enjoyed. Like you're meant to wake up energized and passionate. And I'm not saying that to say that you're not going to have a bad day every now and again, but you know, you're meant to be, you know, waking up feeling so joyful to the point where you're like, yes, you know what, this is life. This is what I meant to, this is the life that I'm meant to live. And when I tell people, you know, I want to help you and support you to create the life of your dreams, that's what I'm talking about, where you can really just step out into the world and just know that, you know, you will be supported. And in whatever sense that means for people, whether that's emotional, spiritual, physical, or mental, but, you know, you will be supported and you are always loved and protected. And in that space, you can then create whatever it is that you desire. You know, it's that knowing that when you are truly connected to your soul, that you can move mountains. And I think that's, I feel like that's the example that really comes through so strongly, is that, you know, sometimes we go through life and we think, oh, I can't do this and I won't be able to do that. But in reality, you can have it all, and whatever all means to people, you can have that and so much more.
And it's about that connection to your soul, isn't it? Because then it's not your physical reality, your physical self trying to, I explain it like your physical reality is like ice, and we don't realize, but that ice is sitting in this like water in glass around it, and that's our energetic self, our soul. And we like try to carve the ice every day, but we could just change the beliefs and the programming at the soul level, or call on our soul to help us. And then that changes the ice. Like it changes the mold that the ice is sitting in anyway. So I think there's like this harder way of doing things, and then there's this graceful way where we allow the divine in our soul to come in and support us.
So. Yes, exactly. And it's this just came to me like on a physical level. So we're talking about soul, but on a physical level, I remember someone once saying to me, work smarter, not harder. And I've always like carried that, you know, because exactly what you said, it's like when you're so connected to your soul, everything just flows. Everything just seems to work.
Yeah. It's like you, I can see it so much more here in Bali as well, but you might like, have a conversation in your head and be like, oh, I want to, I don't know, meet this kind of person today. And then you walk outside and you meet that kind of person. Small things, as well as like, I consciously have manifested like my partner and my house and all of those sorts of things. And so when we set our desire and our intention and then just open to the guidance along the way, it's so powerful.
Exactly, Kiara. And I just also wanted people to know that, you know, even though you and I are doing this, that we also have our own challenges in our lives, but it's because, you know, we have chosen to connect to our soul. It's because we have chosen to walk a path that, you know, other people have sometimes been afraid to walk on. And it's really connecting to our soul's calling and knowing that we are meant for a higher purpose. And I know, you know, there are people out there who are thinking, well, you know, you guys seem so perfect, and you know, how do you connect with your soul? And that's when I say to people, like, it's so important to invest in yourself. Because your soul's growth, your soul's development is of the utmost importance as you go on this, you know, beautiful ascension journey.
You're so right, because it's kind of a choice. And I know anyone listening who is triggered by that, like, I can imagine that there might be some people who are like, a choice, like, I don't have a choice. I've got, and then you can, like, list a whole heap of reasons why you don't have a choice. And I guess it's like, do you feel more powerful believing that you do have a choice, or do you feel more powerful believing like you don't? And I just have always gone with, my own, like, molded version of reality. And I'm like, this is the choice, because it feels better to me to know that I have a choice. And it means that I take a lot more responsibility for my life and what shows up in it. And so I can understand that that's scary sometimes. Like, sometimes in my arguments with my partner or something, I'm like, no, it's you. And he's like, is it your stuff? I'm like, no, it's not my stuff. No, don't even look at me. But often it is my stuff, you know. So it's always a bit of our stuff. But it takes more responsibility, but it means that you are then empowered to know if everything else has been a choice in your life, then you can choose something different at any point, and you can choose your soul at any point.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, when I work with people, I always say to them, I always tell them that, you know, I'm not here to be someone that you are going to attach to so that you can move forward. My intention when I do work with people is that they are empowered to then go forward, you know, on their journey with the tools that they've learned from me and with the healing that they've received, and create their own path. Because it's so true what you're saying. It's like, it's about responsibility, and it's taking that responsibility and then being accountable for yourself.
And do you find that once your clients find their soul purpose and they're kind of more empowered in that way, that they then realize that they have some kind of spiritual gifts?
Yes. I find that quite often, actually. Like, I'll work with people and they'll say, you know, I've always felt like whatever it is, the gift that they're experiencing, I've always felt like I wanted to channel, or I always felt that I was a healer. And after they work with me, that opens up even more. And for me, it's like that. I think that's what I was saying earlier, is that we are here on this earth to really discover what we're here to do, and to uncover, you know, our light, and to shine that really brightly.
So if anyone is listening and they would love to know if they have any kind of because when you said it's the one that they've always kind of wanted to do, like, I've always wanted to channel, or I've always wanted I'm like, I've always wanted to do all of them. I've always looked at people and been like, you can do that, that's cool, I want to do that. So do you have recommendations on how people can, like, you know, obviously they can come and see you, and we'll give them the opportunity to do that at the end. But is there ways that people can, like, sit at home and discover, or play with some ideas of what their gifts might be at home?
Yes. The first thing I would really recommend, my dear, is meditation. I feel like that is a very powerful tool for people to connect to what it is that they really desire to create as they move forward in their life. And, you know, meditation, as you probably know, just really gets you into that space of total alignment, where you're, like, not worrying, or you're not in your head, you're in your heart, you're connected to your soul. And it is in that space that you can actually connect to the gift that you want more of in your life. And people often ask me, like, how do you meditate? And I just say, you know, focus on your breathing. Just start with that first. You know, close your eyes, focus on your breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And then in that space, then you can, you know, say whatever comes to you, whether it's a mantra like I am love or I am light, whatever it is, and then really feel into that. And just allow whatever guidance, whatever wisdom, whatever insights, you know, come through, then that is, for me, I feel is a very powerful tool. And another thing I feel, my dear, is being out in nature, because I'm a nature lover. So I would always tell people, you know, go out into nature. And that doesn't have to be like in a rainforest. It can even be on the beach, but somewhere where you feel so connected to the natural environment really will help to open your gifts up.
Do you know, for the meditation thing, when you said meditation, I have like this feeling, I can feel my audience, and I felt them go, oh, meditation again. And the reason that everyone says it is because it is so important. And I know, I still feel a lot of resistance to it, and I do it and then I love it. But there's like this, like, oh no, there's other things that could be more important to do right now. And then once I actually do it, it's beautiful. Do you have tips for overcoming that resistance?
What I would say with that, my dear, if a resistance comes up, because I know for myself, you know, sometimes when you've got a long list of to-do things, you know, like, yeah, I've got to do this and I have to do that, and like you're feeling like there's not enough time. When that happens, what I just say to people is just let it go. Like if you're really not in that space of meditating, just let it go and go outside, whether that's putting your feet on the ground into Mother Earth and then just breathing out in the natural environment. Does that make sense? Because I know you're right. I know people will kind of go, oh, meditation, here it is again, you know, and we always hear that. But what I say to people is, if it doesn't work for you in the moment, then don't keep pushing. Don't force it. And meditation doesn't necessarily have to mean, you know, you sitting down and, you know, putting your hands like this and sitting in a cross-legged, you know, position. It doesn't necessarily mean that. Meditation could be even, you know, standing in front of a mirror and looking at yourself and saying, I love you. And really taking that in and breathing that in. Or it could even be, you know, when you've made your cup of tea or coffee, if you're a coffee lover, your coffee, and you're sitting there, you're sipping it, and you're just feeling gratitude for your day, or feeling gratitude for this cup of coffee in front of you. That is meditation. So it doesn't have to be something that's so rigid, like, oh, it has to be like this, and you have to sit, you know, in a certain position to be connected. No, it doesn't really mean that, because whenever you're in a state of being so present, that is meditation.
I'm here in Bali at the moment, and the woman who's staying next door to me, she's a cyclist, and so we went to a Tibetan bowls meditation together the other night, and I could feel her energy just was like, we need to be doing stuff. Like, it was not even like a heady making up stories energy. It was just an energy that was like too fast to spend a whole hour lying down like that. And so I think that there is just some people out there who are not kind of as designed to do calm things.
Yes.
And we've had a podcast before on human design. So anyone who listened to that, it's like the generators and the manifesting generators have a lot of energy. And my partner is a manifesting generator, and he's the same. And I find that for the woman who I spoke to the other day, for her cycling is like once she gets to a point where she's cycled so much that her body takes over, like she's done however many kilometers for her to feel like exhausted, her body takes over, and for her, that's a space where her mind is so quiet and peaceful. And for my partner, it's like at the gym when he's been working out, he gets to a point where his mind becomes quiet and peaceful. Whereas for me, I'm much more of a like slow energy. So I would be like, oh, this is crap. Why am I doing this? And it wouldn't work. I like to be still. But yeah, I think it's important that people honor that their energy might not actually like to sit in that kind of space. meditation. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, some people lie down, you know, some people like to lie down and do it. I know my husband does that. He likes to lie down and he meditates like that. Mm. And I think that works for me too, but it would make me, I would fall asleep. So I like to either sit up or I like to go out in nature, just, you know, like stand, because we have this beautiful space where we live, and sometimes I'll just go outside and I might just put my feet on the ground, you know, for like 5-10 minutes, and then have my palms facing upwards, and that would be my meditation. Mm. You know, just giving gratitude.
Yeah. And also, I just want to share that when I first started meditating, mm-hmm. first it was hard, but then it was like this clear space, mm-hmm. and that was lovely, and I could focus on stuff more. And now when I close my eyes and I'm really there, it's like this whole other world, and like limiting beliefs can just like present themselves to me to be cleared, and I can like travel like in my own past lifetimes and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So I just want to share that so that people can see that there is like this magical world inside of us once we can get still enough to find it.
Yeah, wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's
so true. So I want to talk more about connecting with our soul. Do you have other tips besides meditation and nature? Like, how else can we, I don't know what our soul even wants us to do?
So I would say, and this is coming up very strongly, but to journal is, I feel like it's very important. Mm. And it's funny because I've got like a long shelf of like just journals and just, you know, writing things down. And for me, it's a way to just allow your soul to speak to you. So you can just be sitting down, you know, and then focus on your breathing and kind of open your journal and then write even a question like, what do I need to know right now? And then just see and feel what comes through. So I feel like that's really powerful, because when you put pen to paper, like that's when you can get out of your head and then into your heart space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I find that as well, especially if you can write faster than you can think. So you mm-hmm. just keep writing so fast. It's called stream of consciousness writing. And you just write whatever is flowing through you without judging it. Mm. Really cool. I did that recently to set my intentions for 2017, and then I reread them and I like capitalized like the start of some words that were randomly in the middle of a sentence. It just felt like that, and I used some words that I didn't usually use, and it just mm-hmm. feels like I wasn't writing that, like I was just like the channel that it came through. It was very cool.
Yeah, that is really powerful. And I think that, like you said, when you get to that point where you can quieten your mind, then that will flow through just with so much ease. Mm. And you'll just feel it. You'll just feel it coming through, and you'll be thinking, hey, what is this? But it's, you're allowing, I think in that space, allowing yourself to just receive it, then creates that powerful connection.
Mm. Yeah. Awesome. So can you tell us some more about then how you help people to connect with their soul? Like, what do your sessions actually look like, and how does that interaction and reconnection happen?
So what I do with my sessions, Kiara, is the first thing I do is I always take people through a meditation. Mm-hmm. And when I do the meditations, I open and activate all of their chakras. Because oftentimes when people connect with me, their energy is like everywhere, you know, it's like they're not feeling completely grounded. So then that's ultimately what I do in the meditation. It's like ground them, and then I would open and activate their chakras, and then make sure that they are an open channel. Like, we release all that no longer serves them in that moment so that they can receive what it is that they need to receive from that session. And I always set an intention, and I always invite the client to also set their own intention. Like, I would set my intention of, you know, that the client may receive the perfect insight and wisdom and guidance and healing that they need in the moment, mm-hmm. and that they receive what it is that they desire. So I always set the intention at the beginning. And then what I do is I then tune into their body and their energy and their emotional and spiritual well-being. Mm-hmm. And I check in with all those directions. So I'll check in to see, you know, what is really going on for them right now. So sometimes it could be in a person's body, and then that might be connected to an emotional source, or it could be something in their mental space that could be connected to, say, their spiritual well-being that's out of alignment. So I do that. And then once I've done that, then I allow their soul to guide me to what it is that they need to heal, what they need to release, and what they need to reconnect with. Mm-hmm. And in that space, I'll also work with someone's DNA. Like, I'll work on a cellular level, and I'll work with their energetic bodies to really bring them into alignment. And I'll just give you an example in my own life of why energy is so important, because oftentimes, you know, we go out into the world, and when we go out into the world and we don't protect our energy, it's like you're going out into the world naked. Mm-hmm. So then you'll pick up people's energy, you'll pick up things that are not yours, like other people's drama, others' negativity, and whatever else is out there. And because we are all such sensitive beings, like, that gets attached to us. And, you know, when you don't actually look after your energetic being, then you'll just feel out of whack. And I know for myself, if I've ever forgotten to, say, put a white light of protection around me when I've gone out, I then start feeling really off, and then I'll start to feel other people's pain or their emotional stuff. And sometimes I've thought, hang on, is this mine or is this someone else's? You know, because then you get so overwhelmed with everybody else's, what everyone else is feeling. And it's like, in that moment, I have to go, okay, no, I feel like I'm out of alignment, and I will do my own, like, clearing. And then sometimes I will seek guidance or assistance from, like, someone else who is another healer as well, who can help me. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like the energy, like, energetic, you know, body is so important, because when that's out of alignment, everything else will feel out of alignment.
So I think it's like going back again to the ice in glass water thing. It's like, if you look around you and you feel like your partner's acting funny, and your job, you're not getting the results you want, and things like that, it's like we look at that and we're like, oh, these things aren't working. But really, it's just something in our energetic body that we could shift, and then gracefully our life would shift, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So being connected to your soul, what does that feel like for you on a daily basis? Like, how do you receive guidance from your soul?
So for me, what that feels like is when nothing else matters. Like, you're so connected, you're so in tune, where when you go out into the world, it's like, okay, like, I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be authentic. I'm just going to share the love from within me. That's what that feels like for me, because very often when you're not connected to your soul, like, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of worry, there's a lot of anxiety about, like, what you need to do, how you're going to move forward. And for me, like, when I'm so connected, it's like, oh, okay, everything is just going to be fine. You know, you're in that space of total freedom. I think it's like liberation is the word that comes up really strongly. It's like you're so liberated within yourself that you're like, you know, nothing else matters. I will and I can go out there and I can do this. I can, you know, I can manifest and attract whatever it is that I desire. And for me, a morning ritual is really important to get connected to my soul. So when I wake up, I'll do my meditation, and that's when I'm just like, that's it. I'm tuned in. You know, I've got that connection to my soul. And then once that happens, then I look after my physical body. Like, I'll either, you know, go for a walk, or I'll go for a jog, or, and I'll have a green smoothie. I think that's the new thing. But, for me, it's just so important. I think it's like, once you're really connected with your soul, you'll just know how to take care of it. You'll just know what to do so that you're always in the flow.
So I feel like I want to ask again, but maybe I'm going to get the same answer. But if people have not experienced that feeling of their soul before, because to me, you're like, the way that you explained it is so accurate to my experience of it as well. It's when I'm feeling connected to my soul, I feel full and alive and like anything is possible. And when I'm not, I feel like I want the world to fill me up. Like I'm not full and I need, you know, like food and people to fill me up. But I remember before I understood all of this and that people kept talking about your heart. And to me, from my understanding, the heart is like the gateway to the soul. Like when you connect with your heart, it's like the platform that the soul lives in. And I used to hear people say all the time, you know, just connect with your heart or put your hand on your heart and then you'll feel it. And I was like, I don't feel anything when I put my hand on my heart. This is bullshit. That's it. So I want to ask, if someone's in that, like, I don't feel anything, what's the first thing that you would recommend that they do?
So the first thing I would recommend is actually just focusing on your breathing. That's it. Like just focusing on breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, and then just allowing that to be your main focus. And that's what I say to my clients, because I've had people who have never worked with an energy healer before or never worked with someone, you know, that does soul activations. So for them, it's like, okay, what do I do? So I would always tell people, just focus on your breathing. That's it. Nothing else. Just breathing in through your nose and then out through your mouth and just feeling that breath. And then, like, you know, after say like 6 or 7 breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth, people are going, oh, I feel calmer. I feel, you know, I feel more relaxed. And that's the place that I'm inviting people to get to, is just to get to that place of being calm, being relaxed, feeling at ease, you know, even if that's the only thing they're feeling in that moment, where they're not feeling that liberation or that freedom, but just feeling that presence, because that's all it is. It's just allowing yourself to be completely present in the moment that you are in.
Thank you. And then on the opposite spectrum, if they know their soul and they can feel their soul, but they would like more clear guidance from their soul, what do you recommend that they do?
So if you want more clear guidance, again, I will say journaling, because that is just a way for you to get out of your head and more connected to the truth. And the truth is, you know, people say, what is the truth? Well, the truth is, when you're not like, oh, what is this? Or why is that happening? Or, you know, the truth is, when you're so connected just within you, and when you're present, that's the truth. Just being connected, being present, being in the moment. And, you know, many people have probably heard of The Power of Now, and maybe they have read that book. But really, when you are in the now moment, you're just allowing yourself and nothing and no one else to deter your peace and whatever you're feeling in that moment.
And another great book, the one that I'm reading at the moment, is The Untethered Soul. And that is a really beautiful way of explaining the way that our mind gets in the way of our true soul connection. And I just want to share with people that when you're writing in your journal and it's coming from your soul, it's not like a lot of words that you can hear. Like, it's not lengthy and jumbled with like a lot of literal logical stuff. It's just like this energy, for me at least, it's like this energy that flows through you, through your hands and onto the paper, and you're like almost watching it unfold as it unfolds in front of you. But if you haven't, like, if that's a great way to know which one you're kind of doing. But if you haven't experienced that yet, just keep going until you do. Like, just keep trusting in yourself, because that trust is going to be really important as well.
Yes, exactly, my darling. And also following your intuition. Like, for the people who have been on the path for a while now, like, following your intuition is so important. It's those inner nudges that say, okay, you know, do this or do that. It's the inspiration that comes from within you, where it hasn't actually gone through your logical mind. It's just something that just comes through and you're like, oh, okay, hang on. Yeah, I know that, you know? So it's really being connected to your intuition and allowing your intuition to speak to you. And like you said, when you are connected to your soul, you'll feel the power of your heart come through even more. Like, you'll be able to access the wisdom of your heart and really allowing that to speak to you and through you.
And just as you were saying that, I had this vision of me scrolling through Facebook, and I realized, I want to share this, that I realized that intuition isn't when you see, for me at least, it's not when you see stuff around you and then you're like, oh, that would be cool, I'll do that, or something similar. Like in my business, sometimes I see other people do stuff and I'm like, that's cool, let's do that. This is scrolling through Facebook, by the way. I'm doing a hand action for those who are listening to the audio. But intuition and true inspiration to me is like you wake up in the morning and the first thought that pops into your head is like an idea for your business or something you want to do that day. That is intuition. That's inspiration.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And it's amazing you say that, because just before our interview, I was actually doing a walking meditation in a labyrinth. And, you know, the guidance, like if people, you know, a labyrinth is like a maze for people who are not really aware of that, but people use that as a walking meditation. Mm-hmm. And I just felt guided to do that today before our interview. And what came through really strongly was that, yes, you can, you know, see you see other people and it's like, oh, I want to be like them or I want to do what they're doing. But when you just allow like yourself to, you know, use their example, but create your own path, like you see what other people are creating, but at the end of the day, you create your own path, like you create a new way of being, and you use the example of others to lead the way, but you don't take that on board. It's exactly what you said. It's like when you just allow your intuition to come through, it's your own, it's unique to you, it's what your soul and higher guidance is.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, beautiful woman. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with our community before you head off? Any important messages that you feel like are coming through for them right now?
I feel like the first thing that I want to say before we head off is that just shine your light and be authentic. Now, you know, oftentimes like we go out into the world and we want to be someone else or we want to do what others are doing. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is for you to be your most authentic self, whatever that looks like for you, but just be you. So that's the first thing, just be yourself and allow your light to shine from that space. And the second thing is to speak your truth. So, you know, even in the most challenging situations, even in those situations where people might feel scared to speak up or say something, speaking your truth is so important because that fits to your soul. You know, even if it's as simple as, oh, I don't like that, or I didn't like that movie, whatever it is, or I didn't like that meal. Even something as simple as that, when people can really voice their truth, they're allowing their soul to really shine and to be seen, to be heard, and to be understood for the truth of who they are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, beautiful woman, if people would like to come and do a soul activation with you, do you do them online as well?
Yes. So most of my sessions, I do remote healing. Mm-hmm. So I do most of my sessions via phone or Skype. And for people who have never done that, because I know that there are some people who like to be in person, I want to let you know that it is just as powerful as if we're doing it in person, because I feel like when I connect with people to do soul activation, it's like I'm sitting in the room with them when we're doing it. Mm-hmm. So distance is no barrier to healing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And how can they find you, my love?
So they can either go to my Facebook business page, which is Marie Chris Dela Cruz True Potential, or they can find my website on
www.trueheart.com.au. www.trueheart.com.au. Sounds like the easier one to remember, everyone. So go there and then find her business page. I think that's going to be the easiest way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you so much, gorgeous woman. Thank you for sharing all that you have on how to connect with our soul and really activate our true potential. It's been wonderful.
Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone, you know, who is listening to this. And thank you for allowing me to just grace you all with the wisdom that you need right now and the support that your soul needs to hear right now.
Oh, good point, because pretty much whatever we're doing in that moment is divine. So what, like if we think, oh, this isn't right, it's like our soul knew that it was coming and it didn't do anything about it. So just trust that for some reason it is right. That's cool too. Hey, awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, gorgeous woman. And thank you to everyone who is listening as well. It's an honor every week to be able to share with you these beautiful people that I get to connect with just because then they want to connect with you. So thank you. And if you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review so that other people can see that it's worth listening to. So your couple of minutes to give us a 5-star review could mean that other people get to really connect with their soul. And that would be a much more beautiful place to be living in the world. So please do that. And you can join us at facebook.com/ An Inspired Life with Kiara. And actually come on over and tell us, like, what did you get out of this? Have you recognized that you actually already were connected with your soul, but you didn't know yet? Or are you making a commitment to yourself to do something like you are definitely going to do meditation from now on? Like, what have you been inspired by from listening to this conversation? Thank you so much, beautiful people. And I will see you next week. Bye.
You have been listening to the An Inspired Life podcast with me, Kiara O'Leary. I'm so excited to be guiding you on your own journey of living your own version of an inspired life. Head over to aninspiredlife.com.au if you want access to more inspiring stories, tips, tools, frameworks, anything that I can possibly give you that will help you live a more fulfilling life. I've put on there, and so much of it is free. And there's also empowering life solutions, from how to make your breakup the best thing that ever happened to you, to the Sacred Business Academy, taking it from an idea to your life's work in only 11 weeks. So I hope you can head on over to aninspiredlife.com.au and find something that will help you and guide you for where you're at right now. Thank you. My name's Kiara again, and I am so grateful to be guiding you on this journey. See you next time.